3-1 win over Waverly Shell Rock, but they're on their way to state anyway, here with Ella Heemstra, one of the senior captains. Ella, you're going back. It was not the night maybe you wanted initially, especially with Waverly winning that first set, but you're able to go back to Coralville. How exciting is it to be back and playing for another state title?
Yeah, definitely. It's so exciting. I mean, this is what we started digging for and working for since June, and to finally, like, get that kind of off our chest and, like, okay, we got it, and just kind of ready to get rolling again at the state tournament.
Well, in the Gohawks, we knew they were going to be a dangerous team, and they showed it in that first set, 25-15. What was that little conversation like between set one to set two that kind of reset things for you, and what was so crucial to coming out fast in set two?
Yeah, we knew, I mean, that first set, we all wanted it. We were all digging so hard. But really, we just were like, we just have to incorporate the fun into it. I think we kind of got too serious about it. I know every single person on the court and off the court, wanted it so bad, and I think we kind of let that kind of blind us a little bit of how we also need to play as a team, and we need to incorporate that fun.
You were a part of several big runs, you and Brooke in particular, serving. How critical was that in set two in particular, mm-hmm. to kind of put some separation out there and not let Waverly feel like they were still in it?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, serving is a huge help to, like, create those runs and create those little extra safety gaps that, I mean, sometimes we get stuck in little ruts, but I think those serving runs kind of help us extend the lead a little bit. Yep.
And I know that you've been dealing with an injury, too, through that. And I can't be comfortable to do that, but how has that been for you to be able to still use your skill and to still be an asset even though you're not 100%?
It feels good. I mean, actually just got my MRI report and I do have a torn labrum.
Fun.
So yeah, it's quite wonderful, but I mean, I'm surprised there. It says it's abnormal to have this much strength and mobility. So I'm just blessed with the Lord that he's given me this opportunity to be able to get over a serve and kind of be competitive with that.
Well, and to be able to take this 3-1 again this year, felt like the target is on the back. Last year you were chasing mm-hmm. teams, right? There weren't maybe as many expectations. How do you think this group in particular has handled that almost burden that each game most teams come in expecting that you guys are going to be the ones winning?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, at the beginning of the season, I think it weighed on us a lot more of like, hey, we have to prove ourselves every single game. But I think that kind of served as a challenge for us to be aggressive with every single point we have. And it kind of, I love being the, like, top seed and that someone wanting to, they're always going to be out for us. And I love that because I think it gives us a great challenge and something to look forward to and something to compete with, knowing that those teams are going to come and give it their all and we're just going to have to compete with them.
Well, and you yourself had huge shoes to fill, but this summer, maybe a little bit of different confidence when you were a big part of the state championship run. How do you think that has helped you and Sheck and some of these other players having experience in other sports? Sure, you guys were second place in this sport too, but how do you think that has even helped you more that you are a state champion? You've been in these big moments before.
Yeah, I think it definitely helps with those high-pressure situations. You get kind of used to that. It's kind of your normal, you know? Like, it's no big deal to be in those kind of when you're trailing behind, you know? And it kind of gives you that, like, grit and integrity that you know you can come from behind. And really, it's anyone's ball when you get on the court.
We're here with senior libero Ella Heemstra following a 3-1 win over Waverly Shell Rock as we close our coverage here on Pella Dutch Live. And the exciting piece is you're one of the final eight, and no matter who you play next week, they're all going to be very good. Class 4A volleyball has shown it's very deep this year. How excited, first of all, are you to share this moment with your fellow seniors one more time and to wear this green and white and black one more time?
So excited. I mean, it's a privilege to play on the court with all my teammates, and I mean, it's so special for us seniors knowing that this is what we got to experience last year, and I think that's what kind of fuels what we want, and you know, especially as 4 captains, we've been, this is our prize at the end of the season, and we're going to work so hard to make that happen.
Well, and there's some pressure, but also some excitement, because you came pretty close last year. I know the state mm-hmm. championship game itself did not go the way you wanted to, but you were there, and this year now, you're one of the favorites to get there. How do you kind of handle that this next week, knowing that the target's a little bit different, and at the same time, that target means you're a pretty good volleyball team, too?
Yeah, I think we're just going to have to stay focused on what our goal is. We're going to have to dig deep. I mean, it's postseason, so every single team, every single time you step on that court, it's one and done or kind of thing. It's lose and go home, but and you just got to know, you got to have that confidence, and you got to have that little kick and fire, and you have to have that drive to kind of make sure that every single point that every single point matters.
Well, it will, and hopefully a nice long week for us in Coralville next week. That's Ella Heemstra joining us here. Ella, you and I aren't going to get a break anytime soon. We were all together in Fort Dodge. We've been together all this fall, and I'm hopeful that we are talking volleyball next Thursday.
Yes, I'm hopeful too. Thank you.
Ella Heemstra wraps up our coverage here on Pellet Edge Live, 3-1 over Waverly Shell Rock.